The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
So I was like, okay, Outpost, and I couldn't get to Outpost. That's Freddie Soto taught me Outpost. I don't know if you know that.
No, I don't. I don't
put it in
peruse
Waze,
that
it'll
area.
Come up. Oh, okay, but if you go down that side, Freddie used to be, let me teach you something different, Sensei. And I was like, what? And it literally would go right to his apartment. And I was like, you motherfucker.
That's gangster.
Fucking Mexican railroad, Freddie.
Winks, are we going?
Winks. Dude, I've been Mexican railroad it, and I've been on the Mexican railroad. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Welcome back, guys.
To the camera. Hi, we, guys.
We
How
try
are
and
you?
Always start with a racially
a
charged train, a sexual train of some sort.
The sexual Mexican train is probably the most fun.
There's not a more Los Angelino thing in the world, I think.
Gotta be. Yeah. We were talking about people knowing back roads.
Yeah.
Are you a back road guy?
I'll take a back road all day, any day.
Love it.
Yeah.
Fuck L.A.
That's why I always loved that Wheels Parisi completely original Take Fountain bit. 100%
I don't even
original
know
idea.
Please, what?
Just Take Fountain.
No matter what.
That was always the
get
game.
Off, you know, get off. Get on.
You're trying to get somewhere. Little secret.
But that's not the bit, right?
Just Take Fountain.
You do it here.
What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of the 101.
On. There you go.
The Long Beach bit, which is also very original.
Very original.
Keep going and going and going. You're going to hit a wall. It says Pasadena. I said I need to go to Long Beach. Oh, I don't think you can get there from here.
You know what I like? That it sticks in our head.
I can't forget it.
Okay,
opening for Wheels really opened my eyes to.
Oh, that's right. I always forget that he had openers.
Still to this day, the biggest headliner I've ever opened for.
Absolutely.
Wheels Parisi.
Well, I mean, let's not get stupid.
He's got 800 billion listeners on his Don't Eat All the Meatballs podcast.
Him and Trump are neck and neck, I think.
He has twice as many fans as Trump, but he doesn't use them towards his advantage like Trump does.
True. I did notice something. I think a lot of comics listen to the Comedy Store podcast, and I think they listen just to hear their name.
You think that's the case?
Well, I'll tell you this. I've been running into some folks that we kind of, how would you say, razz.
Okay.
And they don't make eye contact anymore.
Who'd you run into?
Oh, I'm not going to say that.
We should blast them.
I just think it's funny.
If they're going to act like uppity cunts, this is our chance to fucking put them on blast. You hear me, Greg Eagles? We're talking about you, pal.
I love Greg Eagles, and his name up. Like, if you met him, you would love him.
Probably. I just saw they just hung up a new Greg Eagles headshot, and I was so excited. I'm like, where are we getting new Eagles headshots?
Because he still works. Like, I love that meme mug. It get in there.
Yeah.
You go out on stage like that on
Always.
The road.
Yeah. Just really.
I mean,
take
they must
in.
Be on the road. Must
I've been
be
pointing
like...
to the balcony for about 12 to 15 years now.
Okay.
In
and
the
there's
OR
no balcony?
Or the
right.
main room. And a lot of times people are like, what are you pointing at? I'm like, the people on the balcony.
Mitzi.
It's fun. But now there's people on a balcony, and so it takes
right.
away some of the fun for me.
It kind
of like,
stinks.
I'll point, and then they cheer because they think I'm really, like, giving them recognition. And I'm like, I've been doing this bit a long time, guys. I'd appreciate it if you gave me the nothing so that I could continue with my bit.
What would you prefer, the dead years or performing on the road like you're doing right now in front of real crowds?
I mean, I couldn't do one without the other. So
those 12 people in the OR.
You got to live life by no rules. If you
got to get raped repeatedly,
more or less, yeah.
You can walk without a limp.
Yeah, it's until you have bombed / crushed
Ooh.
For nobody.
Yeah,
if you can get one of the three people in the audience to laugh,
right?
And five of the seven Comedy Store employees / comedians watching.
Yeah, I believe we just
set.
Ran into a. One of those old school who used to sleep in the corner.
Oh, yeah. Big fat fucking Rod. Dean 15 legend. Big fat fucking Rod just showed up, gave me a hug because we're such bros. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, it's Big Rod.
I felt like Sebastian. I was like, is that?
Dean 15 is back. This guy?
You're still here?
Oh.
But he didn't look sleepy.
He's not sleepy
yet.
He looked
well rested.
His cane is sturdier. So okay. I'm guessing that...
Did he have it? I didn't notice that part. I just did look in his face.
There's a better chance that he passes out and dies. That's when I see a stronger cane, that's what I think.
You think he's going to fall?
He had a weaker one, and it obviously snapped.
Yeah.
And he tumbled possibly down a mountainside. God forbid he find himself in the mountains.
Why do you put him on the mountainside? Like, he must have been going up outpost I've been.
He would roll further. And in my mind, that's the gold standard of fun.
In the back of the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
He came bump, 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 just rolling down. That
He's one
incredible.
Of those dudes you're like, how the fuck did you survive COVID? This doesn't seem fair. He should have been one of the first to go.
Exactly. Sometimes, like at the 50th, people showed up and I was like, fuck. COVID killed no one, absolutely fucking no one. I know I've said that before, but...
You thought you could count on someone. Yeah.
Anyone. Everybody showed up. I was like, it's impossible you're still alive, people.
Just heard fucking Dreesen fucking yammering on about Jamie Masada stories. I'm like, get your traitor ass.
I'm sorry. I don't know who's putting them on, but it's not me. I'm still anti it.
If Mitzi were here, would she be going, we need an 80-year-old, someone who cannot connect with any generation present. She might actually say that.
Yeah, what are you going to talk about? Frank Sinatra? People don't even know Sinatra anymore.
No one wants to hear it.
That's why he used to open for Sinatra or something. So he always has like a Sinatra story.
No one gives a fuck about Frank Sinatra.
Also, I don't know the man. I just know what Mitzi has told me of him, so I'm sorry. I'm Team Mitz.
I'm Comedy Store loyal.
Same.
You turned your back on the club. You waited until she died,
that's
and then
right.
you came crawling back, bro.
That's right.
See you.
We got busy. The store got busy.
This is why COVID happened.
I agree.
He broke the fucking...
Them putting him on.
It changed everything, and then we went on a different variant or whatever the superhero
Argus
movies
is
are
loyal.
Talking.
Argus is our only...
Been here, done that, we'll do it again. Just give me that chance. Two things before I get out of here. This next guy is a young pup.
What are the two things? Is there ever two things, or is it always
one?
Just
one? Mitch has a great show for you.
Right.
Two, I love you. I don't know why that gets it too. I don't know. It should just be one thing.
He can't say Mitz has a great lineup for you because she hasn't done the lineup.
He flossed up Emily now. It's amazing.
Wow.
He skipped
Did he
over
do Adam?
No, he skipped over Adam. And he's like, well, Emily's the talent coordinator and she's just doing a bang up job bringing you guys great shows. You're like, all right, man, this guy can sell. Always be selling, man. That's the Argus
ABS,
Hamilton.
Yeah,
that's the Argus Hamilton mantra. Kiss up to the ladies, always.
Job. Yeah, he really does.
He knows. Like, the charming motherfucker.
We were on a conference call about the 50th, and, you know, like, because
you're a big wig around here.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, because we're two of us
representative
have been here so
of the comedy
goddamn
union.
Long. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we bring the old and the new, whatever. So we were like going over people and trying to find emails and stuff, and then like every once in a while somebody would go, hey, who's this person? It'd be a girl's name, and Argus would be, oh, Mitz loved her. I'm like, no she didn't.
Well, I found myself,
that was one of Mitz's favorites. I'm like, no,
found
she has
myself.
Big tits.
Yeah.
that's
I found myself inside of her on a number of occasions because Mitz loved her. Well, inside of her? Well, I think you know what I mean. Let's just say part of me was going camping that weekend.
Wait a minute. So you were popping a tent.
Well,
is that what that
I
means?
Was, and let's just say I was doing some deep sea kayaking. I'm not sure that's a term.
No, it isn't, but I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Deep sea kayaking works.
Barbie Orr is here tonight.
Barbie Orr? Barbie Orr.
Amy Ashton's going to be here.
They were one of Mitz's favorites. I was like, no, I don't.
Argus knows. You don't understand the pillow talk. That's where she let out the real secrets, Eleanor.
Was it Barbie Orr? Oh, no, it wasn't Barbie Orr. It was Destiny. Do you remember this one?
No.
You never met this
Destiny
one.
Was before
I think
my
her
time.
Her name was Destiny. She was beautiful, and she married a booking agent.
Classic move.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they're still together, but she married Chris Smith. booking agent from, I believe he's ICM. I forget. But
I don't know any of them, so I don't know why I looked around like, wait, what? Where is he at? Oh, I tried.
Wait, but you're a big hotshot now.
Did the industry was more interested when I was 24 in doing terrible Will Ferrell impressions.
You think we should bring it back?
It's probably time. If a crowd has ever been ready for a Harry Carey impression, it's now.
I agree. Just speaking of Will Ferrell, have you been watching the winning Lakers thing on HBO?
No.
I'm just curious what you think of John C. Reilly, because
I think he's
Will
phenomenal.
Ferrell
in everything.
Wanted it
yeah.
so bad.
Yeah.
That it messed up his relationship with
Adam McKay.
Yeah. And they're like no longer speaking. But John C. Reilly is fucking killing it.
Yeah, I've heard he's amazing.
He's
amazing in everything.
I love Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
But
John C. Reilly brings a different thing to the table.
Motherfucker.
Not only is he like goofy funny, but right. he plays like he plays great. He's a great actor.
God damn it. Like, why am I attracted to him?
Because he's sexy as fuck, is why, Eleanor.
That fucking comb over's got me.
He's got the curl, the balding curl.
Fuck.
It's just a good look.
Well, I'm saying...
In the show?
Yeah, the show, it's deep.
Yeah.
The guy who's playing Larry Bird, phenomenal.
Mm.
Real white trash looking,
What's
angry
that?
Bird.
What does that mean?
It means what Bird is. You know what it is.
Bird was a great looking guy. He had model-like features. One of my favorite John Reap bits was...
I literally was
Larry
just
Bird,
thinking that, you motherfucker.
Was it running into a screen door?
Yeah, with the... He had the...
He put the pantyhose on his face.
He had the stocking on his face. And me and my brothers would do this too, so it was always funny. Like, and my sisters, but we would pull it up, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Make stupid faces. But he just left it like that. Like, he didn't pull it up, and he was like, Larry Bird looking through a screen door.
It was the best. That's one of those bits that would just destroy the 12 people that were in the OR at that time.
Where was I that I kept calling somebody Larry Bird? Missouri.
A lot of Larry Birds looking
Cape
people
Girardeau.
Out there. Yeah.
Oh my God. First of all the Jacks from Jack and the Beanstalk live there.
That's nice.
Everybody 6'5 and over.
Yeah, that's that Midwestern.
Wow.
We got to breed them big so that they can work the farm community.
Big for everybody.
That's why every white offensive lineman in the NFL is from Iowa.
Or something like,
they're
yeah.
They're all from that
yeah.
same area where it's just like, yeah, we need dudes with shoulders that are wide as fuck.
Dude, I never saw anything. I was like, what?
Yeah. I would imagine that they would love Dice in that area.
Loved them.
Yeah.
Unbelievable crowds. I couldn't believe it. First of all, we didn't see a person when we got there. We got there like the night before. And because we had to drive in from St. Louis,
yeah,
because we don't want to take. You could take a little commuter, but
yeah, why die? Why die in the hills of Missouri?
They're really the worst.
Yeah.
And so we were like, well, just it's an hour and a half. Who cares? So we went from St. Louis there, and oh my God, we didn't see people. It looked we were like, is this a joke? Because it looked like a town where they film movies that like there's a lot of murders.
Yeah, it's a forensic
like
files town, and when
all the
I
buildings
saw,
are only two stories
at
it's
most,
like,
and that's unnecessary. A lot of those second floors are abandoned. A
lot of ceiling fans, frightening.
When I saw you guys were there, I was just like, who the fuck put a comedy club in Cape Girardeau?
A really great guy by the name of Jeff Johnson, but he for years worked for the Funny Bone, in St. Louis, and then he. Was going to school, became a doctor. He's an ER doctor, which is incredible.
Pretty impressive, but...
Pulmonary guy. So Dice is like, yeah, I'll come, but listen, you got to check me
out.
We'll
do the shows, but you're going to do a full...
Am I breathing right?
I need a full physical before the show tonight. Dude!
He was like, can you come to CVS? Can we go to CVS? And we go to CVS and like, is this the good ace bandage? Because I pulled a muscle. Is this bad? And the poor guy's like feeling him up in aisle 8.
Yeah. Cape Girardeau shit. Right.
Cape Girardeau, Me Too is not there.
No.
Didn't happen. COVID, no COVID cases.
No.
He's an ER doctor. He had to go to St. Louis because there was nothing going on in Cape Girardeau.
Yeah. Who's going to go there and spread the virus?
You can't even get COVID.
No, there's nothing there. There's nothing available. No one is showing up. When you guys showed up, they were like...
A lot of swingers. A
couple outsiders in town. Yeah, you're going to start fucking if you live in the middle of nowhere.
I'm not judging,
But Eleanor, how many?
I got felt up by a lot of women.
How many of those swinger parties did you get in on?
Well,
Eleanor and I aren't even together. Of course you could suck my dick.
I go out and Andrew asked me to do something. So I go out. It's a small club, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm in the lobby and this girl, a bunch of girls came over. Some really hard looking, but, you know, like a lot of fake tits and shit like that. But then some like
Missouri fives.
Right. But then some like Missouri 12s. I was like, whoa.
Okay.
Which is in LA 2 or 3-ish. Sure. But still like pretty.
Yeah.
And so I was like, damn, like. This one girl, she was like in my neck. She's like, you smell so good. What do you put in your hair? And she's like pulling my hair. I'm like, how much Molly?
Yeah, that's a.
Do they grow it here?
They like, could. They have it for sure.
She felt my tits. And then I'm like, look, I'm like, well, she has big boobs. Do I feel hers? Like,
yeah, it's disrespectful if you don't.
I mean, I want to. And then I told the owner, I go, Andrew goes, what happened to you? Because I was out there for like 15 minutes getting felt up.
Yeah.
And I go, you don't understand. This lady just felt me up. And then two other ladies came over. Somebody put their fingers in my behind. Like, it was crazy. And then Jeff goes, oh, the owner, he was like, oh, yeah. He goes, that's my doctor's wife. They're swingers. And I was like, what? And Andrew's like, we're moving here.
Yeah, hold on. Wait a second. So they'll fuck anybody.
But it was so wild. But they were so nice. And like, I guess, you know, the Midwest, they're very nice.
Yeah.
And they like dice. So I was nervous, you know, Bible beaters sometimes.
Yeah.
Would that be the Bible Belt? No.
Yeah. Technically.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on the Ozarkian outskirts of the Bible Belt. There's certainly sin up in them hills. But
oh, yeah.
Ozarkian. Every Sunday we do repent. For the things we have done, including seeing the Dice Man.
Little tent revival.
There's Dice Man, the little foul mouth young lass that rolled into town with them. And they were nice enough folks. Would not invite them to my dinner table. But
Would not invite them to church.
Yeah. That's probably the first Jewish person to be in Cape Girardeau. And
ooh, I didn't even think of that. Some places we would go in the South. We did this one time out like a 10-day run where we drove to every place and, you know, like, is it Greensboro?
Yeah,
is
North
that
Carolina.
South Carolina or North?
I think that's
Greenville and Greensboro. One's in North Carolina, one's in South Carolina.
I think
Carolina.
Greensboro is North Carolina.
Okay, so like, and so we did them both and they were great, but they were like little places, little clubs. He loves these little club dice tours.
Sure.
Because you can just. It's so much more intimate, you know, it's not like what you're doing, but I'm just kidding. But no, it's exciting still. It's like, whatever. So you could work your material out better, whatever.
Sure.
So we were doing that and some places, Andrew was like, you know, if they find out I'm Jewish, it's like, I never even thought of that, but you know what? You're not wrong.
Thing.
Let's drive a little faster.
Yeah, rightly so.
it just didn't even dawn on me because I'm just so... I don't know. I get nervous in the South, period. And I don't know if I'm on their wanted list.
I think a lot of those places, they're like Mark's ex-girlfriend, the girl from the South.
Oh,
she was like, she goes, what religion are you?
Oh, I like her. I remember her.
And
yeah, yeah.
Friend's like Jewish. And she was like, still? And she goes, what does that mean? She goes, I thought that y'all just became Christians when Jesus did. And it was like,
Don't
know that other people exist still.
Please tell me you're lying.
That's a real conversation from the night we met her.
Oh, still? My God.
Kurt looked at me like, what are we doing?
What was Mark doing? Like, just
laughing.
Panic?
Yeah. Oh. No, he's just like, what can he do?
But look how hot she is.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
That was basically like,
She was pretty hot.
You take the good with the bad. Yeah, she doesn't know Jews still exist. But
I thought, isn't that what Jews for Jesus was?
She was convinced all of them converted the day Jesus
did. Wow.
Like, obviously, she thinks Jesus at some point was like, I'm a Christian now. And they're like, isn't that like third person idolatry? Or
that's incredible. Wait, I...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I have to ask you a quick question, because now that you're on the road with Chris Rock, very exciting.
Yeah, that's a rumor.
It's just a rumor? Okay. Do people, a rumor or not, treat you different?
Yeah.
100% I saw it the other night. I saw it twice, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of it.
And I go, I wonder if he's feeling that.
There's a lot of people who have reached out to me on social media to let me know that they've been saying that I'm the best for a really long time. And they're just happy I'm finally getting that break that I deserve, because they've been suggesting to a lot of different people in the industry for a long time that I am one of the best, if not the best, in Los Angeles. And they just want me to know that they knew all along. It's like, oh,
I'm done.
Sounds good, guys.
I can't.
Yeah, it's fun. It's nice to, you know, feel the...
It is, though, right? You're like, okay. But then you feel like everybody says, like, oh, Hollywood's so fucking fake. And then when you feel it, you're like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I'm not gained any power whatsoever. But you could feel him being like, well, he seems like he might be on the up. So let's just get in now.
We got to hold on.
Let's get the groveling in now. So that way it doesn't seem weird if something happens of value.
If something happened, there was one time there was a girl who booked, she had two shows, and she'd been doing some stuff, whatever, around, and this other comic who's just a latcher in my eyes, like a latcher.
Yeah.
She got off stage and was walking down, and literally he popped out like a Murphy bat. I didn't even see him because I was like, oh, good set, you know, whatever. And being polite. Yeah. To the person that I would always talk to, whether they had a show or not had a show, whatever. And this person just, I mean, like over me.
Just straight.
Went right in, and she was literally jarred and went, oh, wow, I don't think I ever talked to you before.
Nice.
And I was like, and he's like,
well, I'm here for some coattailing, if that's possible.
I was like, wow, where were you?
Yeah, that person's going to go far in Hollywood. Wow.
Fuck yeah. Hugh, by the way, they do. They work all the time.
Yeah, and
people still work with them no matter what people say.
Yeah.
Yeah. They call that person them, if you will, because we're going non-binary.
Yeah, we don't want to upset a person we clearly hate by outing their gender preferences.
There is no gender, Rick. I don't know what year it is for you, but gender doesn't exist.
I mean, I've seen parts of America, so I would say it's got to be about 96 right now in most of the country.
Yeah, you have a son and a daughter, so you say, but
who knows?
Are they really?
Who knows?
Do you have facts?
I don't know. I try not to have any facts. I think it's better if everything remains a factual opinion.
Unfactual.
For legally binding reasons.
Are you hating traveling? Like, what cities are you loving the most for comedy?
The best crowds so far have been... Well, Boston was great, but
I knew you were going to say it because
they were hammered.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
it's my favorite too.
They were so drunk and so hammered that, like, the second show, the second night, this is like, I think it was a Wednesday or a Thursday. It was probably a Thursday.
Okay.
They were so drunk that I walked out and they were just full on sports bar attitude. Like, yeah, the game was on.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's how it felt.
Inning,
I'm just like,
Red Sox are
cool.
Up. We're wild.
Three balconies of people who are fucking so hammered they are not listening. But by the end, I was mean enough. It took like 2 minutes, and then they're all like,
oh,
hey, what the fuck is this guy fucking yelling about? What a fucking asshole. Hey, everyone shut up. This guy's being an asshole.
Hey, he's one of us.
Yeah. Hey, this guy's fucking all right. Look at him. Real pile of trash.
Yo, come on. This guy's not fucking soft. He knows what he's saying.
He's fucking toxic. I'm listening.
He's fucking wicked smart, and he's up there.
Yeah. So they were good.
But it's the Wilbur, right?
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
So they were hammered. and that was interesting. Reno had unbelievable crowds.
You're like, where the fuck did you people come from?
They're all my guess is that they're all on the lam from whatever small town in America they're
possibly
from.
Possibly.
And they're all like, hey, let's go to Reno. No one will look for us there.
Yeah, because it can't be a tax break, can it? I mean, Nevada still has...
I mean, if you're just looking for Nevada tax breaks, you just go to Vegas.
Right, right.
There's no reason to live in Reno. It's the dirtiest, scummiest looking city that ever existed.
But I love working...
But the crowds are great.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Exactly.
They're not the type of people who are going to be woke or offended. Right. Like, they're just horrible people.
And they
like,
love
these
it.
Are all right.
They're fine with who they are.
Yeah.
The Silver Legacy, where the Laugh Factory is,
yeah,
done that, and there's a big theater in there.
Yeah, that's where we were at the big theater in the Silver Legacy.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
I've done that one.
The way it's set up is nice. It's mm-hmm. like a gradual build up, but yep. it's very wide and
stadium
open.
Stadium seating ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was cool. But yeah, once the show's done, then you're like, we got to get the fuck out of here because
right.
people are going to get stabbed tonight. And it's going to be me doing the stabbing if I don't leave.
But like, even like, because I've done Reno, the Laugh Factory. So you're stuck for a whole, one time twice I drove
yeah.
and I brought my bike. Because then you can go biking up Tahoe. Like there's
yeah.
places, cool stuff. But if you're just like, you flew there.
And I was there for one night. And it took me like 3 hours. So I started joking, like, man, the coolest thing to do in Reno is get in your car and go somewhere that's not Reno.
I got.
So that's how, like, I'm just like, this is the worst.
You got to go to Truckee.
Ugh.
At
least they have skiing there.
Yeah. Me and Holtzman were there and we were walking around.
I'd pay top dollar for that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable time. He's wearing the silk shirt. He's got the, what's that called? The bolo tie?
The bolo tie, yeah.
Bololo, like I know nothing about fashion. Bolero tie.
That's Texas fashion.
Yeah.
Eleanor.
This is a very expensive tie. So he's got that on. He's got the khakis. You know, yeah. he's all buttoned up.
Yeah.
And it's not hot, but it's nice out. You know, it's sunny.
Yeah.
And they were having like a fucking little carnival kind of thing. And we played hacky sack. Is that what it's not hacky
cornhole.
Sack? Cornhole. Oh my God. So, yeah. But all of a sudden he's sweating. He's like, hey, I'm ruining my show shirt. I go, why would you wear your show shirt?
So smart. You definitely want to wear your show shirt to play a little cornhole and Truckee.
Because now he's getting competitive. Somehow yeah. I was up by like, I was beating him by like, it was like 10-6.
I will not lose at cornhole to a woman.
I know, exactly. I mean, he was reverting back to time. I was like, God damn. I feel like I should have an apron on and you're going to just punch me in the throat.
Yeah, I put Holtzman in any scenario and I'll
so
watch.
Good. So that made it beautiful last time I was there.
Yeah, the crowds were really awesome. They laughed at everything. And
yeah, it's hard because it's weird. It's like you're thinking, oh, this is going to be like the Bible Belt. Like you think, oh, this is going to be awful. And
yeah.
then it's not. And you're like, fuck.
I mean, it's still pretty awful, but
woke
the crowds are fun. Yeah, it's just different. Yeah, I've been performing here for so long that's like a lot of things I do and say, I'm just doing and saying because it's tiptoeing the line of what's acceptable.
Yeah.
And I love seeing like a 27-year-old girl get so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, these fucking assholes. But that doesn't exist out there in the world.
It's great.
They don't care at all.
Certain spots, like you'll catch a woke, like even in New York, I've noticed.
Well, New York's the same. It's LA and New York
yeah.
are basically the woke places.
It's so bad.
And it's a large group of people in those places, but they don't honestly represent the rest of the country.
They really
at all.
Don't. And
so
it like even tonight I went to the spot I did earlier. There was two ladies in the, and I don't know if they were woke or just didn't like
just
what
terrible
I was saying.
Fucking people.
Who knows? But they were like, and yeah. I was like, I didn't even shit on you yet, but I want to.
You should have.
And I just ignored them.
Right out
them.
The gate.
I really just ignored them because I was like, they're not fucking with.
Yeah.
Everybody else was having a great time.
Yeah, the people are terrible.
And we always focus on that two. It's fucking two people out of 100, and we're looking right at that.
I would feel like the biggest fraud if there wasn't at least 15 people unhappy every set I do. I need to feel that.
I don't mind if people go, oh my God, like, you know, people get offended like that. But when you're just sitting there staring, fuck you.
No, that's, fuck I need you. That. I need someone to really feel like they're judging for me to be able to go as
but
far as I want.
But then you acknowledge them?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not acknowledging these two.
Yeah.
They just like bitter bitches that I wanted their heads to just roll off their bodies.
Yeah.
And then everybody kick it around.
I would have done it. Just saw it off.
I mean, there was a lot of Mexicans in there, and there could have been a good soccer game going with those heads.
What were these whites?
Racist?
Were these whites? These ladies?
They were whites.
Yeah, so we could kill them. That's fine. Yeah. No one cares.
No one noticed.
Yeah, no one even. People would be like, good. Less
toxic. I
think
they were white lesbies, I think.
Ooh.
Now, maybe they were fighting
Wild
too. That's
card.
Another thing.
Yeah.
Like when you get
one
couples,
of them, probably when you walked up there, one of them was probably like, and the other one was like, and then it was over. They had to both pretend like they hated you. One of them really hated you. The other one had to be like, how am I going to ditch this bitch
lit.
To
I'm
try and get a slice of fucking the 7-Up cake over here.
Ooh.
That's what she was thinking.
I'm missing 7-Up cake. I got to make one now. The last few times I was home, my mom used to make them all the time. Now she don't.
She's out. She's out on the 7-Up cakes.
She quit.
Retired
quit
from the business.
What we were making it... this was like over Christmas. We were making a few different things and I was trying to like, you know, cause her memory's like messy.
Yeah.
And so she we're sitting in the kitchen and she just started putting ingredients and I go, whoa, that's not how you taught me. And she's like, oh, it's how I do it. And it was completely wrong, but I let her do it. Cause I was like,
yeah, you know,
what are we going to do?
Let her do her thing.
And then she goes, how old is she? Shit, I messed this up. 84.
So she's basically just Dreesen out there.
She's Dreesen without jokes. I mean, with better jokes,
yeah,
I should say.
With better humor.
My mom has some killer ass
I
jokes.
Bet.
I'm trying to like come up with or write this bit because what's happening now is her memory, she remembers all kinds of shit from the past.
Yeah.
Heavy, right? Yeah. And then she'll be like, she's like, remember that time you stole? And I'm like, why are we bringing that up?
Yeah.
You know, like, and then she'll get into it. Well, you did it. And then what you did. And then she go, and I'm like, fuck, I got to refight this case.
But yeah, no.
Because... I was 13. But are you going to punish me tonight? Like, I can't. I'm trying to figure out how to word it.
It's a fun time. The brain is just scattering through the Rolodex. Like, mm-hmm. What did I want to talk to Eleanor about? Oh, I know it's been 30 years, but
what?
Now's the best time.
One time she goes, she called me and she goes, oh, shit, I forgot why I called you. And I go, maybe you want to just say hi or talk to me. She goes, no, it's not that. And I was like, God,
unbelievable,
dang, bitch.
Yeah, that's ice cold.
Scathing. Like, she just, she puts it in and pulls it up, you know.
There's a lot of you. You can't just be making phone calls for no reason.
Yeah, she don't like any of
that
us
many
anymore.
That many Kerrigan kids?
She
and
had.
And grandkids and
she
too
loves
many.
The grandkids. She loves
they
the grand
do.
Dogs. But the kids, she's like, oh, he's here.
Yeah.
Oh, she's here, you know.
Does she have a favorite?
Yeah.
Who's the favorite?
Tommy.
Tommy.
I'm going to say she has two. We always tease her about them because it was always not my Tommy. And her reason for saying my Tommy is because there's a lot of Tommies in the family. So she didn't want them to think she was talking about her brother-in-law, Tommy,
sure.
Or her nephew, Tommy.
He's a no good loser. We're
whatever.
Talking about the real deal.
So she goes, not my Tommy. So Tommy is
right.
No wrong. Even though Tommy got caught, he was... growing
hey,
weed.
Do we want to put this out on the, for the
I
whole world?
I don't give a shit.
Fuck,
he was
yeah.
growing weed.
Yeah, why do you think he was her favorite?
That's
because
right.
he
and
was
then,
hooking her up.
He's grown weed. And then, I mean, this is, Tommy's in his 60s, so this is his 70s, you know?
Okay.
The 70s. He's growing weed
yeah.
in the bed.
Awesome.
That's fucking crazy. And then she goes, what is that? And he goes, oh, it's a science experiment. And he never got in trouble. If it was Jimmy,
yeah.
she would have cut his hands off.
My, I think the guy who sold weed or gave weed to my parents when they were in college,
okay,
gifted my grandma a marijuana plant, and she was the bee's knees.
First of all, her name is Roxy.
Roxy O'Brien, and she did not realize what she had, but my grandpa Dick O'Brien knew exactly what was going on.
Just Roxy and Dick
yeah.
is making me hard.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, it's good.
And Dick was like, that's a beautiful plant, you just got to make sure you water it. And she just kept growing this fucking weed plant, and everyone else was in on the joke. He's like, yeah, you can't tell her at this point.
But did you eventually take it and smoke it or break it off? How does it work?
I think she probably would have had to take better
care
of it.
She's like taking the seeds out. She's like, hey guys, I got the seeds out of this.
The flowers on this plant. And everyone's like, you got to get those seeds out, otherwise the plant will die. Yeah, I'm not sure if it ever fruited appropriately, but
yeah,
she just kept it in the house for a while before.
Yeah,
my uncle or someone probably stole it eventually and was like, "We gotta harvest this shit."
That's so funny. And then there's Bobby, is her other favorite. My mom, my little brother Bobby is. She'll say, "Oh, he's so handsome," but he'll do the worst thing and just go, "Oh,
Lainey Gelber used to say that about Dean, though.
Did she really?
Yeah, she'd be like, "My Dean is so handsome," and I'd be like, "Yeah, I'd fuck him." Don't say that, Ingram. Well, I'm agreeing. He's a handsome man. I'm not saying I'm going to
even
fuck him.
Even when he was using?
Dean was on crack! Hey, what's the name of the art school Dean went to? Dean didn't go to art school! He was smoking crack!
Oh, my God.
Greatest mom ever.
I mean, look.
Just telling the employees of...
I remember that.
The best.
Were you in on the hiding the keys? Or was that Danish and O'Neill?
That was Danish and O'Neill.
Hiding her keys...
No.
Couldn't get out of the lot. Always, always funny. Out of control.
The only good key theft story I have is I was at the Looney Bin in Wichita with Pauly Shore about 17 years ago. And the manager that ran the club was just this like redneck, racist, good old boy, basically.
Okay.
And so you guys like dirty jokes and funny jokes? And we're like driving to the hotel or whatever. And we're just like, not really. It's me and Paulie and Terrell, the bodyguard. And this dude just starts dropping racist jokes with hard end bombs.
No.
He's in the front in a limo sitting next to the driver. We're in the back. And Terrell, the bodyguard, just literally rolled the
divider.
The divider up on the guy. And he's like, man, you can't do that to the guy who runs the club.
Oh,
we're like, yeah,
God.
We can. So he was a real piece of shit, and Paulie started basically telling him what a piece of shit he was.
Good.
And he basically tried to play it that he was like, yeah, we don't have room for your family. My family had driven down from Kansas City. And so he was just trying to be a dick. He was like, yeah, sorry, we can't get him in. You know, we sold too many tickets. And I'm like, oh, well, they actually bought tickets. And he thought I was trying to get him in for free.
Oh, my
and
God.
I was like, no, they have tickets. And he's like, yeah, we don't have any comps. I'm like, yeah, they bought tickets to the show. And then Terrell was like, yeah, I'll get him a seat. And then Terrell just went and grabbed my family and sat him down in a great seat. He was like, it's weird. There's a lot of seats out there, man. It's almost like you don't know what you're talking about. It's your own club.
Oh, my
God.
So
this dude is just kind of being a dick. And
what club was this?
The Looney Bin
in
Wichita.
Bin. Yeah, yeah.
So the second to last night, he did something else where it's just like, fuck this guy. And he left his whole set of keys in the door to the manager's office. And so I just grabbed him when I walked by, and we went out back to smoke pot behind the club. It's like one of those clubs in a shopping center thing.
Sure. Mini mall.
Yeah, mini mall. And I told Terrell, I go, hey, T, I got something for you, man. He was like, what? And I go, I got that guy's keys. And he was like, what are you going to do with them? I'm like, I just found them, man. I don't know. What do you think we should do with him? He's like, let me see him.
And I'm like, that's perfect. Yeah. Just hand him over to the angry guy. Man, yeah.
I'm not sure what we're supposed to do with these. And then he's like, hey, is that a Best Buy? I'm like, yeah. And then he just threw him up on the roof of the Best Buy.
Oh, my God.
Next door. And then we got to watch an hour of the guy being like, where are my keys? I must have put them somewhere. They've got my house key, my car key. I'm just like, greatest fucking.
Fuck that. Well,
yeah.
How does he not know? What kind of an asshole does... Well, I guess the Midwest.
He's a fucking comedy club manager in Wichita. Now, obviously, he's a pile of
manager,
shit.
He was the manager, not the owner.
He wasn't the owner, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's multiple Looney Bins, I believe, owned by.
Are there still, huh?
I think there's like three of them now. I could be wrong.
Three
there's
left.
Like, yeah, I think there was four or five at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Only Looney the best Bins cities.
Yeah.
There's Tulsa, Little Rock.
Okay.
Wichita. Abilene or somewhere terrible.
Abilene is
yeah.
a brilliant city.
Yeah, wherever it was.
I have no idea. I don't even know where that is.
somewhere in Texas. There's an Abilene, a couple places, but
it's like
the real Abilene is is somewhere in Texas.
That's so fucking funny. Yeah, I'm noticing all these little like loony bins, funny bones, like. Because the heliums are open up, improvs kind of, you know, so it's all these little offshoots, as Andrew calls them. I'm like, but they've been around. They were there first.
Yeah, they were the B
clubs.
They
just kind of got.
That survived because they don't have the same overhead as the fancy. Like, there's no reason to ever have a fancy comedy club in Lincoln, Nebraska.
True, but you can have comedy and somebody from Lincoln, Nebraska can be the headliner.
Sure.
It's Lincoln, Nebraska.
I just try and shit on the places that were local to where when I started comedy, people would be like, dude, you shouldn't move to LA yet. I'd be like, really? I'd be like, dude, you got to get on the circuit here. Great connections.
Man.
Lincoln, Omaha, Des Moines.
Davey Wester?
Davey is currently on this version of the modern version
By
of this
the way,
tour.
Davey, I don't know if you listened, but I'm sorry I didn't call you when I was in Nashville. It was so quick.
Davey, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to call you no matter what. You son of a bitch. We know you're faking it. This cerebral palsy thing has gone on long enough.
We see you walking around. It's just straight up. Like
out there long dicking with that donkey dong.
Ooh, long dicking.
Yeah.
See, I'm horny. Anyway, but yeah, I went to Nashville like a week and a half ago, and Davey texted, and I was like, oh my God, I haven't heard. Then Ian Edwards called with Davey, and I was like, the fuck is happening right now?
That's a weird.
I know. And so we were, I said, I'll call you when I get there. But I got in, and it was Steve Byrne asked me to do his podcast. So I ran over to Zany's to do his podcast.
Always with the excuses.
I know. I'm such a twat. And then I went right to the show, and we did the goddamn comedy jam later. And
despicable.
I was hanging out with Kid Rock. Sorry, Davey. You got bumped.
I don't remember where we were, but he called Matt Claybrooks. And when
Davey?
We were, yeah, Davey did.
So funny.
He was like,
Matt,
you know this
Claybrooks.
Guy, right? I'm like, fuck yeah, I know that guy. You're not answering that, are you? And he's like, not right now. I'm like, not ever. You hear me, Davey? Not ever. As long as you keep playing this game.
Yeah, we want the truth, Davey.
Hey, fuck you, Ingram. I don't need this bullshit. I got a fucking job at Walmart. Oh, shit, I don't care. I ain't wearing no fucking mask.
It's a great impression.
It's like, what? How did we get...
I miss
Davey's
him.
The best.
I do. I miss the crazies. Like that. Not that Davey was crazy. Davey was, you know, whatever. But he was just part of the fucked up, our fucked up little misfit.
Yeah.
Whatever. Everybody hates that I say
as drunk,
misfit.
As drunk Katie used to say, that's our fucking retard.
But yeah, that's who when she beat up, what's his name?
Open Micah.
Open Micah. Because he called him retarded or something. Yeah. She goes, that's our fucking retard. Yeah, so good.
She just knew how to
sell miss
it.
Katie. I miss things like that. Like
there's
now
a lot
we're
of the,
so corporate.
I mean, kind of, but...
It's kind of going back.
Yeah, it's definitely trending in the right direction. Evil darkness.
There. The dark
By
ages.
The time we're done, there will be no crowd left.
Winter is coming.
Yep.
I can't wait.
Just get it all burned to the ground.
I love it. I can't wait. I love to watch it. I love to watch a fire. A good fire start. I'm watching the sparks right now. And let me tell you, they're really
They got the Flintstones
sparking.
Out. And
they're sparking it up, dude. Soon we'll be back to norms. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you got coming up? Are you doing?
I'm not sure when we're putting this out. Whatever. But I'm at Magoobie's next week. The 6th and the 7th.
Where's Magoobie's?
It's in Baltimore. It's a smaller club. But Dice is doing the early shows, and I'm headlining the late shows. And it's such a great club. He gets the fucking best crowds. But it's also, this club is like a stadium seating, but small, like tight. And we were both like, before the pandemic, we're shooting specials here. Like, even if we sell them ourselves, like... Because we were so excited, and then the pandemic hit, and we didn't. So this is the first time he's back, but I've been to Magoobie's during the pandemic because they were like, hey, who's coming out for 30 people and not afraid to die?
You were there.
So I did
you
it.
You said 30?
I did a 30, that's it.
Could we
that's
see them further apart and only put 15 in there?
Well, we had a great time, so I'm excited to go back and do the late shows. And then just doing a bunch of theaters, bigger theaters and stuff with Dice. at the end of the month, we're doing Parks Casino in Philly on the 28th, I think. And then we have Paramount on the 26th in Long Island and someplace in Jersey. I'm so sorry, on the 25th. I just don't remember the name of it. It might be the State Theater. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I could mess that up. But that's the 25th, 26th, and 28th of May. What about you?
I'm going to be in Vegas the 6th and 7th of May.
Nice.
At Caesar's Palace with Chris.
Nice.
And then after that, I go to England for 4 or 5 shows and like 4 shows in Paris. So if you're in Paris,
guys,
I'm going to be there, obviously, doing my classy intercontinental international superstar version of the bullshit that I do.
So. You're going to be playing Jay-Z's song a lot, right?
I'm not even cool enough to know what that means, but yeah, I assume.
Well, it's like the N-bomb in Paris. It's called
Kanye
West. It's one of my favorite songs, but you can't sing it because you'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
But it's the best beat.
Okay.
I love it.
I'll do. Yeah. I mean, I've never wanted to go to Paris, so I'm excited to have a terrible time.
I don't think I've ever wanted to either, but yeah. I get it. Like people are
I'm excited to go. I think it'll be fun to do comedy anywhere.
Sure. And just to see what crowds come out. Like even London though, like have you ever performed there?
No.
You've been, but
but I didn't perform. So it's like we're doing London and then Birmingham and Leeds and Manchester.
Okay.
But all I know is that the British crowds are very unwoke.
Yes.
And they don't give a shit about PC stuff. So
yeah,
I met James Corden and he was generally just happy that I called people cunts.
Well, I think you guys should switch off. If he's leaving, now you go.
Perfect time.
I know I said something not nice, but I mean, I was being serious that we get a type 1 diabetic in there.
That's all we're asking is just to spread awareness
type 2.
About.
No?
Yeah.
I'm the bad guy?
No, he's British.
James knows what he does.
Yeah. He's doing Weight Watchers commercials now.
He's
he can
funny,
do whatever
though.
He wants.
I kind of like him. He's likable.
He was very likable.
Yeah.
He was very nice. His wife was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just cool British people.
You see, that's what it is. With the British, I think they're all gay.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Because I'm Irish, I'm still holding a grudge.
Yeah. And they all are kind of. They're British. They're British. You know what that is.
Yeah, they'll fuck
you know
anything.
How it goes. Yeah, so I'm there and then maybe more.
Okay.
After that, but
now
that's what I'm doing.
I'm excited for you.
You know, it feels nice to, you know, be performing somewhere. They feel
real
like real
crowds.
Games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've enjoyed baseball practice here for 20 years, but it's nice to finally get
majors.
In a game. Yeah, got called up.
Wow.
But yeah, it's great. It's
proud
fun.
Of you. Yes,
thanks.
I didn't even think of it like that, but yes.
I get great messages from people on. Like Instagram and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I took a picture. I was going to put it up. Like, I've been telling people this guy's killing it for years.
Nice.
Yeah.
About people like, man, this guy, this opener. And then they tag me. He came out at 150 miles an hour.
It's
like,
the
it
best,
is weird because I'm so used to performing post headliner.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the shows at the Comedy Store, I'm just like, I don't have that, like, hey, welcome everybody. We're having a great time. So I just come out immediately just
kill.
Like, fuck everybody.
But that's
the beauty. It starts out so aggressive. It's great.
That's the beauty of the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
You have to come out every, people say that when I open for Dice, they're like, Jesus, like she's, because
yeah.
We do perform in between some of the greatest comics in the world. And
yeah, you just got to do it.
If you don't bring it, you got to go,
yep.
Motherfucker. All right. Well, I'm excited. Thank you so much for... why am I thanking you?
Yeah,
thank you guys for listening.
I'm not thanking all of you, but at least third of you.
We're canning it. We didn't have a guest because everybody's doing the fucking Netflix is a joke because they think they're special, and they're not. But we're doing it, too. We're doing a live Comedy Store podcast if this airs before Monday.
Who knows?
But if not, you missed it.
Yeah, big time.
But it'll be fun. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
So
it'll be good times.
Keep listening, like, subscribe, do all that. Write nasty shit, write good shit, whatever you want.
Get out
there. We're not
offended. Hate, spread hate, do whatever you got
to
do.
People love to hate, and I love you for hating. Because hating
I think you're trash, and I don't think your opinion matters at all, but get out there and spread it. That's what 2022 is all about.
Spread it.
All right. Later, fucking losers.
Love you guys. Guys, Comedy Store Podcast is back. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Please leave us your negative and positive comments, mostly negative.
You can follow me at Rick Ingram. I only accept positivity in my life.
The new Rick is here, and EJ Kerrigan still with the negativity, but like and subscribe.